Welcome in. This is the FPC Chiefs podcast. I'm Braden Holacek, the managing editor for Full Press Coverage, Chiefs of Full Press Coverage.com, coming to you on a Friday here, just a couple of days away from the highly anticipated AFC West division matchup this weekend between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Los Angeles Chargers. Obviously, both teams 1-1. Both teams are coming off of a one-score loss last week where it looked like they each had a chance to win the ball game. Very, very frustrating week last week. So a lot of tension building up all week long for both these teams, and each their first division matchup of the year in a division matchup where, as much as the Chiefs have dominated lately within their own division, these recent meetings between the Chiefs and Chargers have been a lot closer over the last couple of years. So obviously a lot riding on this game early in the season. Both teams at 1-1. Who is going to get the win and avoid the AFC West seller? Because we know the Raiders and Broncos, both 2-0, obviously will not have a chance to drop to last place in the division this week, even if they lose. So this is a big game early in the season, and obviously a lot riding on the line for both teams. So we're going to run through some of the key matchups that we're looking forward to for this matchup. We had 5 key matchups in our article for Thursday, so if you missed that, go check it out. We're going to go through some of them today, not all 5 of them. So any of the matchups that we do not mention here today, obviously we're going to be running through a few of them, but like I said, go check that out from Thursday. And then we'll talk a little bit as well, my top key to victory for both teams on Sunday, and also some top headlines. There's obviously a lot to look forward to from each side, but I mean, this is a game that could be a lot of fun if you're a Chiefs or Chargers fan. Obviously, it could be a very agonizing game at times to watch. I mean, has the potential to be a shootout and a close game down to the wire once again. But if you're a casual NFL fan, it's one of the top games of Week 3 in the NFL. So let's start off with the key matchups that we're looking forward to. And I think I got to start off with Travis Kelce going up against Derwin James. Obviously, Travis Kelce, I mean, continues to just haul in, 7-plus receptions almost every game and over 70 to 80 yards. But it's really interesting in his career against the Chargers. He's usually dominated against the AFC West, especially Denver. But the Chargers have been his toughest test so far in his career, 13 games against the Chargers. Now, he has obviously not always faced Derwin James, who we're talking about in this key matchup, but yeah, in 13 total games against the Chargers, Kelce's only recorded 583 receiving yards on 60 receptions. So you're only talking 4.6 receptions per game against the Chargers, 44.8 receiving yards per game against them, and only 2 receiving touchdowns in those 13 games. I think the thing that the Chargers have always done a really good job of, you know, whether it was Gus Bradley at defensive coordinator or now with, you know, Brandon Staley there in the mix and this deep defensive back room that they've had kind of carry over the last couple of years into this season, they've always done a good job of mixing coverages. And I think that's something that's always given Kelce a little bit of fits. He's found some openings here and there. But yeah, this has been a tough opponent for Kelce in the past. And you add in the prospect of facing Derwin James. He's a guy that obviously dealt with a lot of very unfortunate major injuries early in his career, but when on the field, he's been one of the better young safeties in the league. His instincts, his range, you know, that combined takes away a lot of big plays, and he's a guy that can tackle pretty well. I mean, you look at John Johnson III from the Browns, who Kelce matched up against a little bit in week one. We talked about him being one of the better sound tacklers in the game at safety. I think, you look at Derwin James, I think he's right up there along the same line. So there's a lot that Derwin James does to perfection, and that's big in a game like this. So that leader on the back end, especially the physicality that James has, whether it's, you know, going up against Kelce's route before the ball is thrown or at the catch point when the ball is getting closer to the receiver, I mean, that's a big equalizer for Derwin James. So Travis Kelce against Derwin James, probably the matchup that I'm most excited to watch for this week, because I mean, just the level of consistency when these guys are on the field has generally been, you know, pretty high. So it's going to be interesting to see who can gain an upper hand when they match up. You know, another matchup that I'm looking forward to, sticking with Kansas City, pass catcher and playmaker here against a Chargers defensive back. I think Tyreek Hill versus Asante Samuel Jr. is really going to be fascinating to watch, because these guys, I mean, how much pride they have and how serious they take themselves in the big moments, you know, it's insane. And Tyreek Hill, obviously, we know, did not have a big week last week. The Ravens double covered him a lot. So only 4 targets, 3 receptions for 14 yards. He had 1 carry for 15 yards on a reverse. So not a big night for him last week after a huge game in week 1. And you look at Asante Samuel Jr., 2 games, rookie corner, 2nd-round pick from Florida State. He's been near perfect. Got his first career interception last week against the Cowboys. And he's a guy you can see. I mean, he's a tough, hard-nosed guy that battles with some of the best receivers. He's not afraid of some of these guys right now as a rookie. And that's impressive to see for a guy that I think, you know, kind of what I read and heard from other people when I was kind of following the draft. I didn't really dive into Asante Samuel Jr. as much as other people, but a lot of people were saying, you know, they weren't sure if he was a scheme-specific guy or if he was a guy that was going to be able to kind of be a universal in any kind of defense. But right now, it looks like he's a do-it-all guy. Like Chargers head coach Brandon Staley said, I mean, through the 2 games, you can see when he goes nose to nose against an opposing receiver, he's not afraid. And he's also, I think, got underrated speed, which is a really interesting thing in this matchup if he goes up against Tyreek Hill. So that's the matchup there that I think is going to be one we may not see 100% of the time, but I don't think LA is going to be afraid to pull it out and match up Samuel Jr. with Tyreek Hill, and especially with the ball skills, the strong coverage skills of staying close to the receiver's hip of Samuel Jr. I think that's going to be big in this game. So Tyreek Hill looking to have a bounce back week in terms of production, but so far Asante Samuel Jr. has erased any kind of production that has been there for the taking, you know, for opposing offenses against Washington and Dallas in the first 2 weeks. So really excited there. Those 2 matchups, obviously very similar. Chiefs playmakers going up against Chargers defensive backs. But I think the top matchup, right, that we're all looking forward to, they don't necessarily face each other per se, quarterbacks, though, Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert. I think this is 2 of the best young quarterbacks in the game. I think for me personally, I mean, not counting Tom Brady, I think these are 2 guys that I'd be most comfortable with if you're telling me you got to have a game-winning drive or you got to have a 4th quarter comeback from, you know, down a couple of scores. These are the 2 guys that I would put my most trust in right now with Mahomes and Herbert. I mean, and it's not just that they can pull off that and rise to the occasion on the big stage. They really are pretty similar in their styles. They have some of the best arm talent among the younger quarterbacks in the league. As far as guys that are probably aged, you know, 25, 26 or younger, Josh Allen may be the only other guy that really, you know, rivals these 2 in terms of arm talent deep down the field. And it's just so effortless for both these players. And what's also effortless is how they can go score for score against their opponent. And that's something we're excited to see and are going to be watching for this weekend on Sunday. So, again, they don't necessarily face each other like the other matchups we went through per se, but Patrick Mahomes versus Justin Herbert, especially being in the same division of the AFC West where we get to see him play twice every year, not just once. To me personally, I think this is going to be the next great rivalry in the AFC. I mean, people are always looking forward to saying it. We've seen a lot of people say Mahomes versus Lamar Jackson, Mahomes versus Baker Mayfield or Josh Allen. But to me, Mahomes versus Justin Herbert, especially because of their play styles, I think this is going to be one of the best rivalries going forward in the AFC, especially when you look at how well these 2 teams are built from a depth perspective. There is some spots that are weaker right now. The Chargers are going through some injuries on the offensive line. The Chiefs, I still have a little bit of skepticism about some of the receiving core and obviously certain parts of the defense. But I think overall, the way both these teams you know, their track record in the draft of making good picks and capitalizing on guys that slip. You know, I think it's going to be one of the best rivalries for years to come, Mahomes and Herbert. And I think because of Herbert, you know, yes, Denver and Vegas have started off the year 2-0, but I think from a long-term picture standpoint at quarterback, having Herbert allows the Chargers to kind of be the biggest challenger to the Chiefs going forward in this AFC West division. So a lot riding on the line. Like we said, both teams lost last week, so that's big for Herbert and Mahomes to come back from. But also they threw an interception at a crippling time in the game last week against the Ravens. Obviously Mahomes threw one when he was getting tackled on a sack attempt, and you know, it led to a fluttering ball over the middle, kind of an easy play for the Baltimore defender. And then, you know, Herbert's interception last week early in the game, I mean, it was in the red zone and they had a chance to score and get rolling, and after that interception the Chargers offense was really pretty stagnant. They were unsuccessful on a lot of scoring chances. So big moment here for each guy to come back. You know, both of them are going to be determined to get it done. So those are kind of the top few matchups that I'm looking forward to check out. The other two that I did not mention, like I said, go check out our key matchups article from yesterday on Thursday. We'll move forward here now, talking a little bit more about some of the top headlines. And besides Herbert versus Mahomes, one that I'm really looking forward to here is the speed of these teams. I mean, the Chargers offense should not be discounted for the speed that they have. They have a little bit of underrated speed, but I think the speed matchup that we're all looking forward to watching on Sunday is the Chiefs offense, especially their playmakers against the Chargers back seven. We talked a little bit about Derwin James and Asante Samuel Jr. already, but Nazir Adderley, after a couple years of dealing with injuries, has really come into his own for the Chargers defensive backfield. A guy that has a lot of range. He can erase a play, you know, pretty quickly with that range and speed that he has. But I think even the back seven part that goes unnoticed a lot for Los Angeles is their linebacker core in Drew Tranquil, especially. Kaiser White's kind of a hybrid guy. So is Uchenna Nwosu as well. But I mean, I look at this linebacker room a lot, especially with Kenneth Murray now in his second year out of Oklahoma. They can kind of be, you know, Swiss Army knives and interchangeable with what they do defensively. So matching up against Tyreek Hill, but also Mecole Hardman, DeMarcus Robinson, Byron Pringle, you know, we saw the Chiefs last week against the Ravens sprinkle in some quicker throws and some manufactured touches over the middle of the field, allowed the guys to work after the catch and in space. It's going to be interesting to see if they do that again this week. You know, how is the Los Angeles Chargers speed that they do have? I mean, some of the best, you know, among defenders in the league. How are they going to respond to that if we see that again from Andy Reid's offense? So that's something that I'm looking forward to when these two teams match up on Sunday. The speed of Kansas City's offense versus the speed of the Los Angeles Chargers. That's a headline that I think is definitely going unnoticed a little bit from a not just a matchup perspective, but just obviously what is riding so much on this game with 2-1-1 teams getting set to square off. And then another headline I think that's going to be really interesting this week is the Chiefs defense, right? I mean, it's been a dreadful 2 weeks. They did have a couple of big plays late in the game to turn it around against Cleveland in week one, and obviously a couple interceptions last week against the Ravens from Tyrann Mathieu, including returning one for a pick six. But, you know, this team right now, I don't know how much confidence you could have right now in a matchup like this against a Chargers team that is, you know, able to balance out their offensive attack. Austin Eckler is a guy that makes so many people miss at running back, and obviously a dual threat as a pass catcher, but their running back depth I really like as well. Larry Roundtree III, the rookie from Missouri. And then you also have Justin Jackson right now, who I think is a similar guy to Darrell Williams of the Chiefs, both, you know, number two on their running back depth charts respectively. They always are falling forward and gaining positive yards. They don't waste time dancing in the open field. They're just straight line running at you, and they're tough to bring down. So Justin Jackson, Larry Roundtree, don't count them out as well. But, you know, going up against Austin Eckler, I don't know how much confidence you could have right now with the Chiefs defense. They got to fix it up the middle of the defense right now, especially. I think you look at guys that have been good against the run in the past, whether it's Derek Nnadi or Jaron Reed at defensive tackle, or Anthony Hitchens, who I thought had his best year with the team last season. You know, they're struggling right now. They have not shown up or flashed much off the screen in the first 2 weeks. Nick Bolton has arguably been the, I don't know if you want to say most consistent, but the most noticeable run defender so far. And he's a rookie. So it's a lot that, you know, these veteran guys right now not holding up to their end of the bargain. So how are they going to respond against the run game, but also the pass game? This is a, I wouldn't say a completely, you know, dreadful offensive line of the Los Angeles Chargers. Obviously, rookie left tackle Rashawn Slater has done tremendous in the first 2 weeks, but I think it's an offensive line that can be shaky at times for the Chargers. This Chiefs defense, you know, they're struggling getting to the passer right now. I mean, I think I saw a stat. I can't remember the exact numbers in front of me right now, but I think the Chiefs have called a blitz, I think, like in the top five or six most, you know, it's like the fifth or sixth highest rate in the league right now through the first 2 weeks as far as how many times they've blitzed the quarterback. But their pressure and sack numbers are near the bottom of the league. So obviously it's not getting home. They're not reaching the quarterback. And you obviously just face two guys that are very dynamic with their legs and able to scramble and avoid pressure with Lamar Jackson and Baker Mayfield. Justin Herbert can do the same thing. And he's really impressive with his size, you know, the movement skills that he does have, being, you know, 6'5", 6'6"-ish. That's going to be a really interesting thing for the Chiefs defense, struggling right now getting after the passer. But this offensive line, I think this is an opening that the Chiefs can maybe take advantage of with those, you know, well-timed blitz calls that you don't expect to see coming from certain angles, either overloading one side or calling defensive back blitzes that Steve Spagnuolo is so famous for. So that's going to be interesting. But, you know, this team, Chargers, are not going to be hesitant, I don't think, to push the ball deep. So, you know, right now the Chiefs have struggled covering deep the first two games. I don't know how well they're going to do this Sunday, but that's obviously going to be a couple of things to watch for the Chiefs defense. Can they improve in those areas that have been giving them, you know, not just trouble, but like crippling pain right now to their defense? So that's another headline, obviously, that we're watching. Is the Chiefs defense. Moving on now, keys to victory. Obviously, if you want to check out all three that I listed for each team, go check out the game preview article that came out about the same time this afternoon today on Friday. So if you're listening to this, it may have just came out about the same time. So go check out all three that I have for both the Chiefs and Chargers there. But I'll list my top one for each team, and we're going to start with the Chiefs and stick with that defense. I think they have to force the Chargers offense in the passing game to beat zone coverage in this one. We saw it last week in man coverage. Charvarius Ward, Daniel Sorensen really struggled to stick with their man, whether it was, you know, the speed of the opposing receivers or pass catchers, or simply just getting, you know, confused with their wires in space or lost in space. You know, the Chiefs were beat easily with man coverage attempts last week. I think they got a mix coverages with zone. You know, their dime package was so useful for them last year in the run to the Super Bowl. I think they got to get L'Jarius Sneed going. Obviously, Charvarius Ward is due for a bounce back performance here. And I think if you look at Daniel Sorensen, I mean, honestly, I know the team has a lot of confidence in him. He's really turned his, you know, Chiefs tenure around the last couple of years with his play. But Juan Thornhill, I think, is you know, deserving of getting a lot more snaps. So if Daniel Sorensen cannot come through, I think Thornhill's due in a matchup like this, especially if they do indeed run more zone coverage to get more playing time. So really, really interested to see if they do that. But I think you got to mix coverages. I think you got to run more zone coverage against Justin Herbert and these dynamic receivers of Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, who have big size, savvy route running ability, and tremendous body control, you know, deep down the field. So that's my top key for the Kansas City Chiefs, is make the Chargers pass attack beat zone coverage. Los Angeles, I actually think their top key in this game has to be to pressure Patrick Mahomes. And I know the book on Mahomes is that you really should not blitz him most of the time, But I think the speed, the range, the instincts that we talked about already with the back seven and especially the defensive backs of the Chargers, I think that could cause some indecisiveness. And as good as Mahomes is, he's had some moments in the past where he's kind of double clutched, held on to the ball too long. He's obviously still working on stepping up into the pocket quicker, releasing the ball earlier while, you know, not leaving the pocket too early. You know, if he becomes indecisive, this is definitely a game and a defense that can make it difficult for the Chiefs to come back if they start to make those mistakes. So if I'm the Chargers, I'm pressuring Mahomes, I think, a lot in this game. Joey Bosa is one of the guys that in this division, I think he's probably the number one guy that I wish was not on an opposing AFC West rival if I were a Chiefs coach. So, you know, Joey Bosa is a guy that I always am excited to watch. But against the Chiefs, it's obviously harder to watch him. But yeah, Joey Bosa, Linval Joseph, Justin Jones, Jerry Tillery, those guys, challenging task with their speed and their, you know, ability to use heavy hands and to collapse rush angles. You know, that's something that's going to be really, really interesting to watch in this game. Do they pressure him enough to make Mahomes a little indecisive? I think that's what they got to do. That's my top key going into Sunday for the Los Angeles Chargers. So that will about wrap it up here. A nice quick game preview podcast episode today. Of course, you guys can follow us on Twitter at @FPC_Chiefs. Follow myself at @BradenHolacek9 with the number 9 at the end. You guys can also follow the main full press coverage accounts for NFL content at @FullPressNFL or at @FP_coverage. If you guys want to follow daily video content on full press coverage, there's FPC Radio Live weekday mornings, 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central Time. Search full press coverage on YouTube or Facebook or the Twitter accounts, like we mentioned, full press coverage, full press NFL, or full press radio network, FPC Radio Live. You guys can find it there weekday mornings. Ian Glendon, obviously, always brings a lot of fun topics to the table that get juices going and minds rolling a little bit. And gets everyone thinking. So it's a great show if you guys want to check it out. And also, we did it last night on Thursday before Thursday Night Football, Ian and myself, and we'll be back Sunday morning as well. If you guys want to follow us along for our preview of Week 3 of NFL action this Sunday, check us out 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central Time for FPC NFL Sunday. A lot of big games, not just Chiefs Chargers. We got the Bucks and Rams this week. Packers 49ers on Sunday Night Football, the historic rivalry of the Eagles and Cowboys on Monday night in Dallas home opener this week. A lot of big games. Justin Fields, Chicago Bears, making his first NFL start this week against the Cleveland Browns. So that's going to be a game that a lot of people have eyes on as well. So big week this week in the NFL. If you guys want to check out our preview video there, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central Time this Sunday, FPC NFL Sunday. Like I said, search full press coverage, YouTube, Facebook, or those Twitter accounts, like we mentioned, full press NFL, full press coverage, full press radio network. They'll all be posted on there. And if you guys miss us ever and you want to go back and listen, it will be in podcast form as well or on the YouTube channel. So check us out. It's a great, fun time every Sunday morning before NFL action. We make our picks for the games. We have props that we bet on a little bit and cover the biggest headlines. So like we said, big week coming this week in the NFL. Be sure to check us out there. Like I said, if you guys missed any of our FPC Chiefs articles throughout this week, our opponent overview of the Los Angeles Chargers from Wednesday, key matchups for this weekend's game from Thursday, and of course, game preview that came out same day as this podcast episode on Friday. Be sure to go check those out for us. Be much appreciated. And with that, I think that will wrap it up. We will be back after the game with a game recap. We'll be back, you know, looking forward to seeing how the Chiefs fared in their first division game of the season, and then looking ahead to Andy Reid's second return to Philadelphia when they take on the Eagles in Week 4. So a lot to follow along with this weekend, but also throughout next week. And with that, everybody have a good weekend. Enjoy football. Enjoy Chiefs Chargers, and we will see you guys next time.